Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna have some interesting topics tonight.
And I want to thank everyone from listening to us here at Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank those who are listening to me on Facebook and those that's listening to me at www.livedeliverance.com. We are now celebrating 16 years of being on air at www.livedeliverance.com, formerly known as Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio.com. We changed our URL to shorten it down in honor of Pastor Wayne Thompson of Fellowship of Faith Church, my pastor, who was a good man of God, never had any problems with him manipulating people. I saw a good pastor, and I love Pastor Wayne Thompson. He gave me an example of what a pastor's supposed to be. And I want to deal with something that is very dominant in the church. Now, don't forget we are doing a telethon. We really need your contributions. We have no income here. We are zero blank in our account. And we're under attack here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. I have an attorney that's working on my dispute that I had with YouTube. They took me off the air saying that I violated their copyrights. I didn't. I have all the papers from both organizations of Derek Prince Ministries behind me. I have a piece about that. I know it's a trial. I ask that you pray for us. We had to pay legal fees, and we are definitely in need of finances. Please do this telethon. Please sow a seed. Pray, move, whatever God move, we need you to help us. We are definitely have lost a third of our income because we lost our YouTube contract. We have been taken off stating that they got us on copyrights. Claim and fragmentations. It's not true. I am in association with Derek Prince. We have all the paper and we gathered it to our attorneys, and we're going to let them do that and put that in the hand of the Lord. In the meantime, we still have to stream. We are on at www.livedeliverance.com right now streaming. This is our telethon. Please sow a seed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Lord, use me as your oracle and allow the power of the Holy Spirit to penetrate to here. We take authority over Satan and every demonic force that will come up against the word of God to try to choke out the word in any individual. We ask that the airways be free of demonic activity so that the word of God can go forth in the atmosphere, according to Ephesians 2:2. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen. Control. The spirit of manipulation in pastors. People in position. In Montego Bay, Jamaica, recently, there was a so-called Christian pastor. And from what I heard, I'm still dealing with the information on it, which is true. This pastor had trying to cut somebody's throat and take their heart out. That's not Christianity. And you said people was jumping out the windows and folks still following the pastor. Jim Jones is a primary example of a so-called pastor who, as we know, made suicide and called out white knights is coming. They're coming to get us and manipulated these people into control. We see the spirit of manipulation operating very heavy in the Republican Party, with Donald J. Trump manipulating people to be rebellious, to say obnoxious words. It's controlled by words. And the same thing can happen with pastors. Now, there's a lot that the Bible teaches about a true and a false pastor. I'm going to tap on manipulation due to time reasonings. And I really want to get into that because we're going to be getting later on this evening into familiar spirits. We're going to be teaching that. That's our next segment. Familiar spirits. We are on a telethon, and we are going to stay on till we get some income. We are in need. Five people, I don't care who's out there, please sow a seed. Now let's look at this in Jeremiah 23:1, because I want to tap on this pastor in Jamaica, and I want to tap on some and just talk about things up and show you how people can manipulate you in the natural. Amen. The spiritual part of it is in Jeremiah 23:1. It says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastors, saith the Lord. Now, these are pastors, according to the Bible, that destroy and scatter the sheep. That's the believer. Of my pastor, of Christ's pastor. That's a very serious responsibility that that pastor has. I have always told everyone who has come on this radio station, don't follow me. Follow the word. I have seen people come to me who have called me all over the world with the same problem in Jamaica, the same problem in the United States, the same problem in Israel. Anywhere there's a church, there's a spirit of manipulation. You have pastors controlling people, telling people that they can't leave the church until they tell them to. He didn't die for your sin. You can go and serve anywhere you want to go. When I have members that say they would like to leave here, it's not a church, it's an internet radio station, they're welcome to go. We have cyber members, but they can leave at will. Anytime you manipulate people, something's wrong. It's a form of witchcraft, and there's a lot of Jezebel and Ahab that's involved with it. And people call me all over the world, women telling me that the pastor told me to do this. I said, well, what did your husband say? Oh, no. He's my pastor. Men have that much manipulation over men's wives, husbands, and it's being done in the church. This pastor in Jamaica told somebody to cut the throat. He learned these practices in Africa, and then he came back. I think he went overseas, and he came back to Jamaica. And he brought that demonic influence there also. In Jamaica and in other churches, you have a lot of a prosperity doctrine that manipulates people, make them come out of their pockets to get money. I had a pastor on here that was with me 14 years. That's in Jamaica. I took him off. And, you know, I'm not letting somebody make a profit on Covert 19, telling people to send $190. When I found out dude said that, I called in and said, look, this is out, and I took him off air. I'm not in this for profit. I'm trying to, by faith, teach the word of God, be biblical, get the word of God out. I'm not in this for money, because if I was in this for money, I wouldn't be doing this, because this is more precious than money. Teaching the word of God means more than money. That'll come. I just want the needs to be met in the church. Lord, meet my needs and me teach. I'm free. I'm not into materialism. I've died to that. But manipulation is very powerful. Now, it says in Jeremiah 23:2, therefore thus says the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord, and I will gather the remnant out of my flock, out of all countries, brother, I have driven them and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. The Lord is saying, I'm going to help these people who serve me, these people who depend on you. I'm going to restore them. I'm going to increase. I'm going to make them fruitful. Christ is looking after us, and this doctrine will make you fruitful so you can go to the Lord, lead that pastor that's controlling you. It's a lot of control going on in the church, and it's witchcraft. It's sickening. I see it all the time. I hear it when people call me. I hear it. I hear women and husbands, especially husbands. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where husbands call me, hey, man, the guy won't listen to my, she won't even listen to me. Pastor, she got to say, let me call the pastor to see what he say. And the pastor tell him, that's biblical. No, that's not biblical. That's foolishness. This is why people need to stop following folks and read the Bible. And, you know, I don't like calling people man of God. I'm a man of sin, man of flesh. I was born in sin. I ain't nothing without Christ, okay? I'm nothing. I don't like all this glory to this pastor glorifying a position. Because when you start glorifying a position, pride get in him, and he knows that he can control people. He's still human. That man know what he's doing. Now, if he's sincere, good. But if he's not sincere, don't no pastor tell you who to marry. Don't no pastor tell you who you can't marry. Don't no pastor tell you what church you can go to, where you can't go, when you can leave him. Some of them say, come see me and sit down. You know, I never had to do that because I was in one church, Fellowship of Faith Church, and I was there for 20 years. So I never had that problem. I know it was Fellowship of Faith Oh, yeah, about 15, 20 years. Still in connection with them, you know, with Pastor Wayne Thompson. And he didn't have this over people. Pastor Wayne always would tell us to stay in the Word of God. Always tell us to test the Spirit. And I get that from the teachings that Pastor taught me. And I'm teaching it to you. We have to be very careful when we start letting people tell us what to do and manipulate us. So here is some symptoms in the natural of manipulation. Manipulation is the excess of harmful influence over others. People who manipulate others attack their mental and emotional side to get what they want. That's what they do. The person manipulating, called the manipulator, seeks to create an imbalance of power and take advantage of victims to get control, benefits, your money that is in the church, or privileges. Sister, brother, come over here and do this for me at the expense of the victim. And they want you to do everything for them free. Everybody wants to get on my radio station. They don't want to give me one dime. Not one dime. I don't ask for it because the Lord blesses me. But now, I'm going to be making some changes in next year in prayer so that income can come in because I'm going to need it. And I only have one pastor, so that's Pastor Earl White. I don't need to charge him. He's a brother. I know him. He's blessed me. I blessed him. So I really don't have that problem, but if I ever do get there, I will carry it to prayer. I said, Lord, what do you want me to bring income for that purpose? But to control people? No, you don't need to do that. Manipulation can happen in close or casual relationships, but they are more common in closely formed relationships, especially with soul ties. You have a soul tie with your pastor, spiritual soul tie. And then what he does is take that authority that he know what he's doing. Balaam was a prophet, and Balaam knew wrong from right. This pastor knows the word. Now, what about there's a demon of control in him? And some pastors are into the, they get into the ministry with the right motives, but the money and the success bring the spirit of manipulation on them because they're used to a certain standard of living. And you are doing that. Don't no pastor need no 12, 13 cars. Let me say this right now. That's a waste of church money. That's gluttony in the spiritual toward materialistic things. No man needs that. Don't no pastor need no two jets unless he's raising people from the dead and kind of sending them from one country to another, and that's not being done. It's a form of manipulation and control. It is witchcraft. Witchcraft, manipulation, Jezebel, Ahab, they all go together. Manipulations can happen in close or casual relationships, but they are more commonly in closely formed relationships. In any way, anyone can manipulate others to get what they want. But manipulation is defined as the attempt to sway someone's emotion to get them to act or feel a certain way. And this is what they do in the church. They are good at it. They will entertain you. They'll cast out one or two demons. They'll talk about generational curse here and there. They ain't going to get deep with Leviathan or none of that. They ain't going to break general curse to the root and have mass delivery. They're not going to do that. Anytime there's a word church there, you will see certain miracles operating in, you can operate in the gifts and still be out of the will of God. You know that, don't you? God's anointing comes on the word of God. The gifts of God come if not from repentance. So God gives that person that gift. And if that person know that they got that gift, they can still flow in the spirit with this demon of manipulation in them. That's something else. So where you need to come in at is to understand deliverance, understand where you fit in the kingdom, know that your life is hidden in Christ, according to Colossians 3:3, and it's not hidden in some pastor. Now, you can respect the pastor, but what they are doing now is really taking that position of pastor and apostle. I really don't like people calling me apostle. I don't like it. Everybody's apostle. I'm okay, apostle sent one. I'm sent to do radio. Do I need the word apostle? I don't need that. Because I'm not the original apostle of the Lamb. I'm far from Apostle Peter Paul. I'm not worthy even to be sitting here to teach tonight. I don't think I'm worthy of it. But that's not my job to think. The Lord, I guess he thinks. But I don't want to manipulate anybody. And this stuff is going on. Manipulation brings guilt. It brings lying and denying and comparing. It brings, Brother Sister Tilton been here about 2-3 years, and give it a little time, you know, and talk to him in like about 3 more weeks and come back and see me and see how you're doing. Yes, sir, Pastor. All right, now you have a good day. Bring the next one in. You make an appointment to see him. He sat there and talked to you. When I sat there, I just pray in tongues for people. I don't, I have never been a pastor or a person in a position of authority in this ministry to control anybody. I don't want that on me. He that teaches shall be judged more stricter. God, no, I don't want that on me. And this thing is very heavy in the church. Ignorance, not knowing anything about it. They use blame. They use mind games on you. Manipulation can happen in many forms. In fact, sometimes kindness can be a form of manipulation, depending on the intent. The question is raised, is any form of influence considered manipulation? Whether manipulation has good or bad intentions, it is still an attempt to undetermine your rational thinking, to control you, make you give more money, put a guilt trip on you. Well, why don't you just go out in faith and sow another seed? God will honor what you're doing, but that man is trying to get every inch and dime out of you. I do not like prosperity churches. I don't go to them. I don't like word faith churches that teaches faith and no deliverance, because these spirits that I'm identifying, if people don't know it, can be in them, and they sitting in there not knowing it. That's manipulation. Now, I really believe if a person don't teach the ministry of deliverance, they're manipulating the church by omitting the power that Jesus did over 3,000 years ago. He came on the earth. He did not manipulate anybody. He cast out demons. And I really believe these faith ministers, they're trying to attempt it to fake it, a counterfeit to everything. But if the ministry of deliverance is not in a church, man, and even there are churches that do deliverance to people, can still get in the flesh because you're human. So don't let anybody bring this manipulating to you and trying to scam you. Amen? Don't let it happen. A manipulator will actively lie to you, make excuse, blame you, withhold things from you to get you to get what they want. They feel that they are gaining power over you and gaining intellectual superiority and spiritual superiority. Now, that spiritual superiority comes with the pride operating in them. They are for the money. No pastor need 10 cars. No pastor need no 30 rooms, 5 bathrooms. You didn't have it when you was in the ministry. What are you doing so great that you need 5 bathrooms and 30 cars? Have you raised the dead? You raising the dead, I can see it. You ain't raising the dead. And people are in this ministry for profit. And manipulation is definitely a part of it. It's control. God does not want anybody to be controlled. Here we go with a pastor in Jamaica. Tell somebody to go cut somebody's throat and go and do some satanic stuff in a church, and people follow. It's witchcraft. Witchcraft is in the flesh in Galatians 5:19. It's just a form of witchcraft. So if you don't know what that is, anytime you control somebody with words, your position, without the Holy Spirit does not control anybody. See, that's when it comes to manipulation. The Holy Spirit does not control anybody. The Holy Spirit gives you a free will. God gives you a free will. And I must talk about that also. In Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. What's this? Witchcraft. W-I-T-C-H-C-R-A-F-T. Witchcraft. Manipulating. That's witchcraft and control with Jezebel and Ahab, all of them working together to get your money. Well, you need to come see me before you leave. You ain't got to go see him before you leave. You don't want to go see him. Jesus lives in you. Jesus is in you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is in you. You don't have to go, well, I got to follow by the rules. Hey, if that's what you want to do, but you're not under the law. And some of these pastors are putting people under the law. They're making them feel guilty. We're not under the law. We're under grace, whereby man can be saved. And it's going on every day. Every day I get calls. Same spirit all over the world. The same spirit. And it's very prevalent now. It's very prevalent. When a woman and women all over the world tell me they got to go and talk to their pastor before they can reconcile to their husband, something is wrong. That's contrary to Scripture. that is contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 3, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chasers, keepers at home. Let your husband teach you. Now, when you go to a church, the husband and wife are under that of pastor. When he say amen, do the liturgy, or the doxology, when it's over, you back up under your husband. To be discreet, chasers, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed, obedient unto their own husband. Do you know that women, you women who are married, that you're going to go see your pastor first, you are blaspheming the word of God. The Bible says that. That the word of God be not blasphemed, be discreet, chasers, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. And a lot of women are not obedient to their own husbands in spiritual things. That doesn't mean that the husband make a woman a slave. That makes women become fearful of submitting. God has showed that to me. Now, God doesn't like that. And no pastor has no authority to tell you what to do, whether you should sin or not. Even if you want to sin, you got a free will to sin. Now, I ain't condoning nobody to sin. The Bible says that we continue in sin. No. That's in Romans 6:1. I know that. But the free will is what I'm trying to show you. In Revelation 22:11, the Bible says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. We have a free will. Manipulation moves you away from the free will, and it brings the spirit of control, the spirit of witchcraft, soul tie, an evil soul tie. And it causes problems. Now, for you women who don't know this, because I get a lot of women constantly come, well, pastor, let me talk to my pastor about that, and I go right back to where your husband at. A lot of men do that too. Well, let me go talk to my mama, and then the mother's going to manipulate if she don't like the woman that he's married. So manipulation can be in all types of ways. We just dealing with the pastors. Because I see it all the time. You women, let me explain. And you men, your pastors is not over on any of you in marriage. The divine order of God does not include the pastor. Let's look at that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, it says, be ye followers of me, even as also I am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is the pastor. No, it's Christ. And the head of the woman is the pastor. No, the head of the woman is the man, your husband at home. So that's out of order. That pastor knows that's out of order. But he's using that to manipulate you to get confidence in him so that you can tithe. See, we don't have to listen to what people say, but how their actions. If they doing that, you still do the word, because the Lord tells us that in Matthew 23:1. But you need to leave that church. You don't even have to be subject to that type of control. And it's prevalent in the church. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, and it's a very powerful spirit. In Matthew 23:1, then spake Jesus to the multitudes, to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. That's manipulating you. Even Jesus says that. So do the word, but don't let no one manipulate you. Don't let no one encourage you to do anything that's contrary to submitting to your husband if you're married. Ain't nothing but control. In the 1 Corinthians 11:4, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. That's the physical hair. But the spiritual ideology of that is the husband is the head of the woman. So if you women marry, you're going around them and going to talk to the pastor. Well, the pastor say this. Now you're going to put the pastor in him. Now then the pastor can start working him to control him. The wife may want to leave. Oh, you're going to miss the choir here at such and such, such church. He going to tell you something to try to keep you there because he know he's losing money. He see you as tithes. I don't see people like that. But that's what this thing is all about. You've been in the Prosperity Church 14, 15 years. What have you got since you've been in there? What you prosperous in? Our soul's supposed to be prosperous. He wants us prosperous, 3 John 1 and 2. But the manipulation can bring an effect upon people. And move you out of the covenant of God and the will of God. Jeremiah 14:14 said, I prophesy not. You prophesy lie in my name. People can prophesy to manipulate you. Drew, this guy named Drew. I was on Shannon Davis' radio station. I don't deal with him anymore. He's got so deep into Republicanism and Donald Trump. Donald Trump is his Jesus, and I get away from that. But I got on there. This prophet was trying to manipulate me, and I had just got through moving from Phoenix Boulevard in College Park, Georgia, to my office to put my internet radio station in my home. The Lord moved on me. Why are you paying $800 a month when you have a back here, a whole space that's full of electrical? It was a internet station back in this house here before I purchased the home. And when I saw that, I didn't know God was calling me for the ministry to have that here. And I'm here, you see it right here live deliverance right here. This is where it all started, right here. So I left the building, and I got on and listened to Shannon Davis, and Prophet Drew found out I was on. Now, he know I'm a minister, and he know the word of knowledge go forth with me, and I'm real humble about that, and I teach the word. I get a strong word of knowledge, and I was operating in the spirit, giving people word of knowledge about some things, and this was his shining moment to say, hey, I'm going to tell Apostle Oberlin what to do, and everybody, you know, and he think he going to work me, but I didn't let him work me. He prophesied, tried to manipulate me and believe in. I said, hold up, man. You prophesied to me that God told you that he going to give me a building. But when is he going to give it to me? He said, February, 8 months. I knew that wasn't going to happen. I said, he can't because I just moved out this building. But I'll wait in February and call you back. If I'll call you back, I never got the building. Manipulating, trying to manipulate me through live. Here we are live, and this spirit operating in him. Oh, that's the one that told Apostle Oberlin that he was going to get something. And I wasn't a normal person. I said, okay, amen, I receive it. I wrote it down. So when these pastors are prophesying to you, they're always 8-9 months behind. I see, and you're going to get some money, but they never tell you the date and time that you're going to get it. They can't. The Lord will. True apostolic word of knowledge and prophecy will be the exact time and date, and it will be done on that date. Because God is not a man that he's going to lie. God cannot lie. Man can. So manipulation has a lot to do with that. It's control. It's controlling somebody through words. It's controlling them through entertaining them in the church. The music is going, and he got you working, and, oh, you're feeling good. Now he's going to start setting you up to get your money. And you ever notice that? They start to singing and to pray to get you off the beat, and you're really thinking about Christ. But he's coming up there to score a hit to get that money. And most of them are comfortable living like that. They're not going to get that up. Now, I got a problem. I don't care how much the pastor make. You don't need no 12, 13 cars, man. That's just a waste. That money can go to people in the church you got homeless people in there. You got people paying their last a tithe. They last. And then you're going to try to still scrunge them out of something? I've seen people do. I've seen people call forth sacrificial offering. That ain't no way in the Bible. And when you pastors teaching out the Amplified Bible, let me talk about that. That ain't a Muslim garbage. That is not the word of God. That's water. Anybody can preach out the Amplified Bible. Keep out the King James where you can get some revelation. What they read in NIV, I'm against all of that. I don't read nothing but the King James, but it'll help you understand it. I can understand it by the revelation of Jesus Christ, Galatians 1:12. I neither received it by man, neither I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus. So I received it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's how I got my revelation. And that's how you should get your revelation. But manipulation won't give revelation. Manipulation will control you, oppress you, make you feel guilty. And here you go. You stand in the line, and he tells you, this is a sacrificial offering. There's nowhere in the Bible that God says you got to give us. The sacrificial offering was Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks of tithes and offerings and alms. But you do not have to do no more sacrificial offerings. The armor bearer thing. I don't need no armor bearer. I got my armor bearer right here. I don't need no armor. This is my armor bearer right here. This is my armor bearer. I got an armor bearer. Armor bearer. Armor. Barrel. Got a barrel. This is mine's. I don't need no man walking for me, holding my Bible. Oh, that ain't nothing but some show and some acts and some entertainment. And if you're in a church caught up in that mess, you need to get out. Oh, God. You need to get out. If you're being manipulated, you have to come out of it. Well, I love the music. You're going to love some music and lose your soul. I'm asking you, what are you going to do today? In 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I don't see nowhere but the pastor's involved with that. And the pastor's always going to be as close as Jesus as they can. Well, you got to come see him. Now he's the pastor. He's the man of God. And they keep saying that over and over for you just to believe anything they say and not test it. I don't believe, when people tell me something, I carry it to the Lord. I don't just jump and say, amen. Out the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established. 2 Corinthians 13:1. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Psalm 37. If I wait on God and be patient, he'll reveal to me whether you're wrong or right. But manipulation don't give you a chance to wait because it's constantly chewing at you. It's always, anytime you see, you got something to say to keep you interested in sticking with him. And that's very exhausting. But for that money, they'll do it. Don't get caught up in it, saints. Come out of that stuff. If you see that you got a pastor manipulating you, if you see that you are at a church and all they're doing is exposing you, they got you working long hours, they ain't paying you, you got people go to the church, they clean up the church and straighten the church, the pastor don't give them no money. There's a lot of volunteerism in the church. I'm asking people to make changes for that. You put money into that. When you send your tithes and offering, pay that light bill, pay that salary for these people, he got enough money. If he got 15 cars, he can sell us 4 or 5 of them and put some funds for everybody that does volunteer work at a church and give them gas money and give them $150 for 2 hours. They church members. I did that. When I had a church and God moved me from a small church to a big church, which is internet radio, I got a worldwide audience. But I started at a hospital. And when this ministry formed, it started at a hospital, South Fulton Medical Center, as a chaplain. Fellowship of Deliverance started there. We had services there. We taught at a hospital. We moved from a hospital to Phoenix Boulevard. We stayed there 2 years. And then from Phoenix Boulevard, I left the church. But broke off membership because God told me, I didn't call you to be no pastor at no church. And I went to Jamaica. So I stayed down there, and my radio station was really going. And this is how I got internet radio. By the way, this is our 15th anniversary. We have a telethon. We're talking about the spirit of manipulation. We want you to give this telethon. Please give. We have no income right now. We have in some situations where we had to pay some legal fees. I've lost a third of my audience from YouTube. I have an attorney, and once I get all the information from my attorney, I will let people be abreast of the information that's going on. But we definitely need your seed to be sown. Here I am. I'm teaching my heart out. I ask that people give. I'm not trying to manipulate nobody. I'm telling the truth. We are in some serious, I'm in some serious, serious spiritual confrontations with the devil. He don't want me to get this out. He's mad. I didn't expose him to the church. I've exposed pastors. I'm quite sure I'm going to get a lot of emails, which I normally get. You need to pull him over aside. You know, he's a spiritual man. No, I need to tell people the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:32. It's truth. Never let no one control you. Not your husband, not your wife, only the Holy Ghost. If you will yourself to the Holy Spirit, it doesn't control, because it gives you a free will. Where you don't have a free will, you have witchcraft. Where you don't have a free will, you have witchcraft. You have Jezebel. You have Ahab. You have controlling spirits, and you have manipulation. They're all working in the church today. It's prominent, especially these word churches. These word churches can get away with a lot of stuff because people don't know the Bible. They're there because of their God to give them materialistic things. If you like materialistic things, and you like credit, you like the house, you like to work long hours and make money to get materialistic things, you can live in the United States. If you like materialistic things, come to the most idolatrous country on earth, America. Come. Come to the racism. Come to the lying spirits. Come to the prosperity spirits. Come to the killing of black men spirits. Come to the count fake news a country, the Donald Trump Republican Christian movement, the far radical right spirits. It's a lot of mess here in America, including manipulation, especially in the church. So again, I want to thank God that you are listening to me. We're going to be dealing with teaching on familiar spirits tomorrow. Now, tonight I may be on here also doing familiar spirits with this telethon. But I really need someone to really pick up your computer mouse and sow a seed to keep us on air. We are having a challenge here at Live Deliverance Day. I don't care who you are. If you're my friends, you listen to me, hey, send something here. I'm calling out people to help us. That's all I can do, and wait on God. Again, this is our celebrating our 15 years of being on air. 15 years. We've been on air 15 years. We started this thing 15 years ago. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. This ministry has sent me to Israel 2 times. This ministry allowed me to do a Jewish wedding in Ohio. This ministry sent me back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I did I met some Jewish brothers, and I did a Jewish wedding. This minister sent me to Ohio. This minister sent me to Israel 2 times. This ministry sent me to Jamaica. This ministry has opened up doors for me to meet Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Papa Sad, wonderful, great musicians, Pastor Earl White, First Lady Miss White, the musician, she's a singer. This ministry has been a blessing to me. I've seen people transform in this ministry. I go through a lot. I'm dealing with a lot. I got a lot on my plate. I'm under attack, but I will stand and declare that God's word worked. I will not walk on sight. I will walk by faith. I will believe that all things are possible for him that believe it, and I believe that the Lord is going to move on you to send a seed tonight. I believe that. I believe it. I believe that the word of God works. I believe in the ministry of deliverance. You are not going to be a good Christian unless you get things out of you. And if you don't know anything about the devil or demons, I doubt that your Christianity will have a fulfillment in your life because of the things in you that will set you back. This ministry is very important. Without this ministry, there is no change for the individual human being. Individual Christians who have something in them and don't know that they got it in them, which is a demon, we are all born to sin. Demons can transfer from our sperm to our mother. Our fathers are sinning. You bore their iniquities. Jesus Christ died at Golgotha for you as the second Adam. The first Adam brought forth sin, and we inherit the sins of our fathers, Adam and Eve. But the second Adam, Yeshua, gave us a way out by his blood, gave us a new way of life through salvation. But there's no other name whereby man can be saved but that name of Jesus, Acts 4:12. You call on his name. You call on his name. You study your word. Do not let anybody manipulate you to take your money that you work. The Bible says, if a man shall not work, he shall not eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And some of these ministers are really taking advantage of people. And I pray that I have enlightened you today, tonight. I pray that the Lord has shown you something through what I said. I want to feed you a little bit because I don't want to overfeed. I have a tendency to overfeed. But I want to give you enough to meditate on. Pray about it. This situation that you see has been occurring and you have not known, and this is brought to light to you. Get out there, church. You don't want no pastor trying to control you. The Holy Spirit don't even do that. The Holy Spirit gives us a free will. Again, I want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're talking about breaking the spirit of manipulation. We're going to be coming back with the spirit of familiar spirits and other subjects. And I hope that you have been blessed by this. I don't want you to be deceived by anybody. Get the Holy Spirit. Understand the gifts. Ask God to give you the gifts of discerning of spirits, the gifts of word of knowledge. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need power. Dynamis. Get the dynamis and ye receive power. Do not let anyone deceive you because of their spiritual positions in the church. Sow a seed and keep us on air. God bless you. Shalom to you. And we'll see you with the next sermon later on this evening. Shalom.
Okay, we're about to get ready. We're going to get Brother John for comments, and we're going to get Sister Marie to pray for our next segment. You didn't hear me. I was set up ready for the devil. The Lord told me that I was going to come and attack, and he told me to use the cell phone. He hit me on my blog talk, but I had a backup. The devil is a lie. Also, we're going to give you a tape of some exorcism done of sounds of demons. If you don't think this is not real, listen to this, and then we're going to get Pastor Durden to come up for comments on this manipulation and get Sister Marie to pray over us for the next segment. We are still live here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We'll also be coming live also in about five minutes, familiar spirits. What is this demonic prince? Now, here are sounds of demons. This is doing an exorcism with a statement. This is an exorcism with a statement.
You have to stay here with us. insignificant the world. How dare you defy me? Your insolence will be your downfall. Next, you will die. Leave me my spot.
They are real. Okay, they are real soundtrack from demonic spirits. We're going to let Brother Chaplain John Durden come to the pulpit for his comments on the sermon of manipulating the pastors. He's an elder brother here, and he's been around. He's seen a lot of churches. Chaplain John Durden.
Good evening, sir. My little talk is, I'm pretty sure that the folks that we are talking to are quite aware of what's going on. And this will remind you that he's not saying all pastors. He said there are some pastors who like to manipulate their congregation. So that's what he's saying. And he's not calling everybody a crook. He's just saying there are some. There are some righteous and there are some unrighteous. You got good policemen, you got bad policemen. But with respect to control, I had experience where we visited a church, me and a friend, and the pastor got up and talked about he has these degrees and so on and forth, and God talks to him, and they shouldn't leave his church unless he says so, and because he's their guardian, they're there because God wanted them there. And one thing that really is outstanding when pastor says, well, now I want you to come up and pray. Well, you know the church needs money for this and needs money for that. And so what I'm going to say to you, I want a $10 line, a $20 line, a $50 line, because God can minister to you in more powerful ways. And so people started coming up to you and say, all those who want to give 10, get in this line. All who want to give 20, get in this line. All who want to give 50, get in this line. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and seeing myself. Then he finally says, okay, got in the line. He went to the $50 line and said, the Lord tell me that he called you to be a nurse. You're in the medical field. You're going to be a doctor or something like that. No, a nurse. You interested in the medical field? The leader said, yes, I am. So see, the Lord telling me about you. And now what you need to do is when this is the weekend, this is a Saturday, Monday you need to leave your job and try to go to school and get a job because God called you to be a nurse because you're interested in the medical field. Am I right? Yes, I am. You see, folks? Now, and then he tried to say, well, next, who's coming up? And then the leader says, stop. I can't give you my $50. But what's the problem? So the problem is, sir, you're a false prophet of God. He said, what do you mean? And there's about like 200 people in that auditorium. And she says, well, you said, Lord, you called me to be a nurse. She says, you told me to quit my job. You don't even know what I'm doing now. Quit my job and go back to school so I can be a registered nurse. She said, as a matter of fact, sir, I'm the head of the department at the hospital, Southwood Medical Center. I'm the head physician there. I'm a surgeon and so on and so on and so on. Everybody's, oh, my God. And everybody started running out of that place left and right. And I've seen that two or three times. But just be careful. There's another point of view. If your husband, well, yes, we're supposed to talk to our husband when we're having problems in a situation like that, as opposed to going to the pastor to talk. Now, you got to remember, you got to use good Christian sense. All husbands don't know the Lord. All husbands are not Christians. So you have to go to the best thing. You need to go to the Lord and ask the Lord for guidance, like Brother Emmett said. Because, everybody got a husband who's married, but all husbands can't talk to you intelligently and can't give you the right advice because he may be a whoremonger. Brother Emmett and I have spoken to over hundreds of pastors who told us personally they like to screw their faggots more than they like to screw their wife. Some of them had divorced their wife and married faggots. And so when you need judgment and you see your husband running his life that way, that he's cheating on you, that he's lying, he's an alcoholic, he can't give you any advice. I suggest you go talk to the Lord.
3 minutes.
Amen. Just talk to the Lord, and the Lord will tell you where to go. But no, you're supposed to refer to your husband because he's the head of the household. But if he's a husband who don't know the Lord and Christians, you ain't getting
That's
no
right.
godly counsel there. Okay? So just remember
That's
that
right.
he's not saying you got to speak to everybody got to speak to their husband because every husband is not in the mood or intelligent enough to deal with your problems. I just want to share that, and God bless you.
Okay, we're going to get ready now for the familiar spirit. We're going to be going to 3 in the morning. Those who are listening to us, I understand that you can't go to 3 o'clock in the morning. But here I got another 1 hour and 10 minutes for those who are in the Blog Talk Room, and after that, you're going to, those who are in the Blog Talk Room, you're going to have to go to livedeliverance.com. When you type it up on your computer, go to where it says Facebook, and when you hit Facebook on the internet or on your smartphone, you'll log into Facebook, and you'll be able to see us live. We will also be streaming on Live Deliverance Internet Radio right now, as of now. And as soon as I hit this button, we're going to bring Sister Marina in for prayer, and we'll start that live broadcast on the familiar spirit. Now we're moving into this demonic spirit that happens and deals with Christians and non-Christians. Again, pastors manipulating, if you're a born-again husband, sanctified by Christ, you wouldn't treat your wife. Now, if your husband's not saved, again, that is not for you. You have to have a righteous man to be your covering, and you don't be a covering of someone who does not love God. But if you don't love the Lord, you're still in his covenant because you made a commitment to God. You married him, so you stuck with him, and you stuck with that covenant. That's your spiritual authority. You know, you may not like it. You got to pray, submit, and hope that he changed. This is why when you marry somebody, you better have somebody on your level. All right, we're going to get ready now for Sister Marine to start us off in prayer. I ask for those to be patient with me. We had a technical problem, and I used my backdoor emergency use, which is my cell phone. I'm not on YouTube because we got knocked out on YouTube. Brother John, can you hear me clearly? Am I clear?
Yes, I can. Thanks for asking.
Captain Dirty, can you hear me now?
Clearly, clearly.
Okay, let's bring in Sister Marine.
Father, we honor your word tonight. We honor your anointing, and we thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh according to your word, Father. We pray that your word brings salvation, healing, and deliverance to every listener in need. Give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In Jesus' divine name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's a powerful prayer. We're going to get ready now. We want to welcome everybody that's listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries, 8:52, 9 o'clock prime time. And we are now getting ready to stream live. Please stand by. We want to thank our Israeli members. God bless Israel. Genesis 12:2. Commence, my best friend out of the Israeli military is listening. God bless Sister Naomi. God bless Sister Ruthie. God bless. God bless Israel. God bless Jamaica, Portmore, Spanish Town. God bless. God bless Portmore. Ear Circle. God bless. Waterhouse. God bless. Spanish Town. God bless. Mandeville, St. Thomas, North Patrick. God bless. Harbor, Jamaica. God bless. Ochi, God bless. Clarendon, Jamaica, God bless. Montego Bay, God bless. Getting ready for live broadcast. Stand by, please. Dr. Stilton, are you ready? I also want to thank Dr. T.R. Stilton, a demonologist from Palmer State Theological Studies of Demonology in where? Pilmington, Pennsylvania. Okay. All right. Let's get ready to do this. We're going live now. And we are now streaming live on our Facebook. Again, welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. It's an honor to be here with you again. We are about to get ready now to move into some good teaching on the familiar spirit. We are celebrating our anniversary. We have been on air 16 years. At Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We are having a telethon. We need your financial support to keep us on air. We are raising money. We haven't had anything to come through so far, but we just started our telethon, and God always carry us through. We have a copyright infringement attorney. Guarantee I can get my case back. I know I can get back on air. I will be back on YouTube. We lost two-thirds of our audience. And tell someone that Live Deliverance Internet Radio is still functional. We're at www.livedeliverance.com. We're on 24 hours a day. We're streaming now worldwide. That's right. We're talking about
witchcraft today. We're going to be dealing with the familiar spirit. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Yeshua Messiah, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Come, Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of God to penetrate through me, Lord. We bind every satanic spirit, every demonic force that was blocked to hinder from hearing this word. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen. What is divination and fortune telling? Fortune teller brings future events by occult knowledge of demons. Demons, this wisdom descend not from God, but it's demonic. And so what happens when a person dealing with familiar spirits that tapping into the demonic wisdom of the kingdom of Satan? And a lot of people don't realize that. And Jesus' physical brother, the Apostle James, describes this very clearly in James chapter 3, verse 15. I really enjoy teaching deliverance. I get worked up, especially when it comes to familiar spirits. These are good ones. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. This is the wisdom that people tap into when they deal with familiar spirits, when they deal with a medium. Study chapters for that. We're going to really get into it. And we're going to open this up with what is a medium. The definition of a medium, a person told to have the power to communicate with the spirits of the dead or with agents of another world. Also, in the time called psychics, that's opposite against God in Leviticus 19:26-28. We're going to go through that very, very thoroughly tonight. We're going to go through that very, very thoroughly. I got a good hour and 3 minutes for those who are listening to me on Blog Talk. But those in the Facebook room, I'm going to keep going. Those who are in the Blog Talk room are going to have to come on and listen to me the way I'm doing now. Chaplain Durden, you can hear me. If the signal stops, I will call you on my cell phone so you can pick back up the phone and hear this type of teaching. I know you can't hear me right now because I got you turned off. But don't worry, Brother John, I get off after this 1 hour is over. When you hang up, I'll call you on my cell phone. You can pick right back up and listen to me as I'm talking to the audience now on my cell phone through Blog Talk. Now, we're going to really move into this when we deal with an enchantment that's a magical spell operated under witchcraft. That's enchantment done by a sorcerer. Observers of time are those that deal with horoscopes. We're going to get to all this good stuff. Now, let's really start digging and load our weapons to understand this beast of familiar spirits. Lots of Christians get caught up. A lot of pastors, was talking to sound horrible, familiar spirits. Anger can open up that door. What is familiar spirits? Let's look at it. We're going to look at 10 verses. The first verse is Leviticus 19:31. I want you to write that down before you even go to the Bible. Go to, turn to Leviticus. We're going to go one by one. That's right. This is a thorough teacher. This is a telethon. There is no time. So I'm going to take my time all day. So we got time on our side. There's no time factor here. I'm not running a radio station. I'm running a telethon now. Our schedule is over. We're going to run this telethon. We're going to raise this money. We're going to receive this $3,000. We're going to believe for this down payment for this attorney is $1,000. And I believe that God's going to bring the rest. And the tube is going to use for other things that we need for shipment, a new equipment that we're going to be sending back to our second base station, which is Jamaica. Live Deliverance Internet Radio runs in two countries, Atlanta, Georgia, in the suburbs, and in Kingston, Jamaica. Leviticus 19:31, write this down. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, and Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27. Just write it down and follow me. Also write down Deuteronomy 18:11. Then you write down 1 Samuel 28, verse 3. Then you write down 1 Samuel 28, verse 9. Then you write down 2 Kings 21, verse 6. Then you write down 2 Kings 23, verse 24. We got three in Isaiah 9, Isaiah 8:19, Isaiah 29:4, Isaiah 19:3, 1 Chronicles 10:13, and Isaiah 8:19. Familiar spirits. Let's look at it. We're going to first deal with the first scripture, which is in Leviticus 19:21. If someone going to teach you about familiar spirits, the best way to teach is not to talk it. Because if you talk it, you're going to come under attack. You better get scripture after scripture after scripture. God's word is what's hitting the familiar spirit. And when you're teaching about this thing, you can't be teaching from your head or human knowledge. If you got kinks in your armor, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, they're going to attack anything they can because they're familiar with your bloodline. They know all the sins of your ancestors, every last one of them. That's why you call it a familiar spirit, but it operates and works in two functions. For the satanic, it operates in a deeper level. For the Christian, it's familiar with the sins. So it's amazing to see how demons adjust to the nature of the contract an individual has, whether it's by Christ or by Beelzebub, Lord of Flies, Satan, Daimonion, the devil. All right, Leviticus chapter 19, and we're going to go to verse 31. It says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. So what does familiar spirits do? They defile people. Write that down. Familiar spirits defile people. By them, I am the Lord your God. A lot of people have been emailing me and asking me, what Bible do I study? Well, Chapman Durden taught me to use the Life in the Spirit Bible. And be careful with Life in the Spirit. It's a good Bible. Some people get so caught up in the notes that if you get to read the word, they just go to the notes. The notes are good. I use them as the Holy Spirit leads. It's an excellent Bible. I urge all of you to get Life in the Spirit Bible. This refers to mediums or spirits who sought to contact the dead for the purpose of obtaining prophetic knowledge. Anyone who transgressed God's command by turning to spirits is a denying of Jesus and opening up the doors for demonic opportunity to enhance your life. Now, a lot of people do this. We're going to look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, and see what the Bible says about familiar spirits. The Bible has a lot to say about familiar spirits. I'm just going to go through all of the scriptures that you know that this is biblical. When you teach in deliverance, it may not be pretty. It may not sound good, but stick to the scripture. If any of you learn in the ministry of deliverance, stick to scripture. Protect you. Stick to scripture. Stick to scripture. They don't like the scripture. It is written. They hate the word. They like you to talk, but they don't like the word. This is why I like to hit a lot of scriptures to show people where this is written so they can study it. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6 says, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against the soul and will cut him off from among his people. God doesn't like this thing. Verse 27, a man also or woman that have a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. So, you know, God has a lot to say about this. And if you really read the Bible, he gets your attention when you say familiar spirit. Now, that's three times we gave scripture. He keeps intensifying about what he's going to do about them. Let's look at Deuteronomy 18:11. He warns us. In the Bible, most pastors in the secular church, I call the secular church speaking in tongues. That's all. Interpret, no demons. A little prophetic here and there. God is good. Noah's ark. The Beatitudes, love, forgiveness, that's good. But not deep with us. People have to learn about familiar spirits because they're in Christians. They're also in Satanists. They can go in a variety of any type of people based on a personality that's designed for that spirit to attack it. So here in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11, the Bible tells us about observers of time. He tells us about charmers and narcomancers. He talks about passing through the fire. It's an abomination for all those nations, and people do this, and God doesn't like it. These are what you call forbidden pagan practices that the Bible speaks of. These are pagan practices. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 through 11, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or observes the time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consultant with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all to do these things are an abomination. There are nine things in that scripture that you can see. One, that uses divination. Two, or observes the time. Three, four, enhancement. Five, witch. Six, charmer. Seven, familiar spirit. Eight, wizards. Nine, abomination. He said that he speaks of nine different demons in two verses. That's a lot in two verses. These verses contain a list of occult magic practices common in the religion, which is an abomination to God and forbidden by him. Those among God's Old Testament people who practiced such things were to be put to death in Leviticus 20, verse 27. Likewise, in the New Testament, it declares that those who practice such things will not enter into the kingdom of God. That's in Revelation 22, 15, and Galatians 5, 20, 21, because it's controlled. Now, when you're having a person pass through the fire, that was a day of human sacrifice when they were serving Balaam, the god Balaam. And that god requires children's sacrifice. The Egyptians did it. And that brings curses on generations of people. So if any of you are Egyptians, Christians, there are Christians of all nations. It's sad to say that Israel only had 1% of Christianity today. That's changing. But if you get through this, Moses reminded the Israelis not to deal with the Canaanite practice of child sacrifice to pagan gods performed in order to attempt to influence the course of future events. We can't do that. Now, if we go to Leviticus and look at that and ask God what that is, and I guarantee you the Lord will reveal all these things to you. He said, I mean, y'all have to go to him. I could break all of it down, but I don't want you to depend on me. I just want to get you enough where you can study, and the Holy Spirit will show it to you. Amen? All right, now let's go to 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 3. 1 Samuel 28. This is a telethon. You're raising money. I'm going to be doing this about 3 in the morning. Go to 1 Samuel 28, verse 9. Thank you. 28, verse 9. Here we go. All right. 28:9. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul had done, how he had cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then liest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die. Paul dealt with this. Saul. King Saul dealt with the familiar spirit. He killed him. And 1 Samuel 23, verse 3, I missed one. First Samuel 28, 3, 26, 28. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Familiar spirits also two times in the book of Kings. If you go to 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 6, this is a word ministry. I like scripture. I love to stick behind scripture. Because Satan don't like scripture. Now, if you're looking for entertainment, you're going to have to go somewhere else. Not here to entertain. If you're looking for me to charm you, smooth you, wrong pastor. But you're looking for straight scripture, right pastor. 2 Kings 21, verse 6 speaks of familiar spirits twice. I got it. 2 Kings 21, verse 6. 2 Kings chapter 21. And we're going to go to verse 6. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He walks much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. See, this spirit provokes God to anger. Certain spirits God don't like. And I know that the Lord hates witchcraft. He hates Satanism. That's the epitome of evil. And God don't like people messing with these demons. And you got people that deal, you got people that bring enchantments to open these spirits up into their life. But you have Christians that get attacked with these spirits and not even know this is a familiar spirit. You're going to be surprised at the information that we give you tonight, that these things know every sin of your family's bloodline. They know it. So you're going to be shocked tonight, so hang tight. Okay, we dealt with 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 6. Let's go to 2 Kings 23, 24. 2 Kings 23, 24. Talking about the familiar spirit, give you all the scriptures in the Bible concerning familiar spirits on this telethon night. We're here to raise money for our attorneys. We want you to listen to us. www.liveliverance.com. We need for a $1,000 retainer fee. Please sow a seed to keep us on air. We're going to go back on YouTube. We will be back on YouTube. That guaranteed, because I did not do any copyrights and fragments. A lot of people don't know, well, what happened to Passover. Tell people that we are in Facebook and let everybody know that they can hear me on audio at www.liveliverance.com. We lost two-thirds of our audience. And I'm going to gain back the ground that the devil took from me. See, I don't set up and surrender. I'm going to war. Let your fingers make war with the devil. Psalm 144, verse 1. He hates the word. He hates the word. Live deliverance, we bring the word. We teach the word. We teach deliverance. We teach about racism. We come up against political Christian control with the Republican Party, member of the demons. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. Neither party is going to do anything for nobody. We'll go against racism, Donald Trump lovers, occultism. That's the occult. Following an unsaved vessel that calls himself a Christian and go say he can take a gun and shoot somebody in the middle of the street, and Christians follow that. That's a familiar spirit in him, familiar with evil. And everybody who follows that get caught up in drifting away from God. Donald Trump ain't no born-again Christian. He's not saved. The Lord says that's Christians that got caught up in Donald Trumpism. Donald Trump is not a Christian. He's a child of Satan. Acts, let's go to Isaiah. It speaks of familiar spirit three times. Isaiah 8:19, Isaiah 29:4, and Isaiah 19:3. So what we're going to do is go to Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Stand by. I've got to find it. All right. There we go. Isaiah chapter 8. Let's go to Isaiah 8. And we're going to go to 8:19. And when they shall say unto you, speak unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards, the peers and the molars, should not a people speak unto their God, of their God, for the living, for the dead? See, when you deal with familiar spirits, they bring in narcomancy. We're going to talk about what narcomancy is. Also, you need to get the movie Stephen King, Michael King. He dabbed him with familiar spirits and killed him, threw him out the window. He got into the black arts. Stay away from the black arts, witchcraft, familiar spirit mediums, sorcery, divination, Raha gods, Satanism, Ouija boards, automatic handwriting nails, ESPA, automatic handwriting nails, telekinesis, biorhythm charts. All this stuff is nothing but demonic. Stay away from it. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 19, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 19, let's see what the Bible says about it. Isaiah 19:3. Isaiah 19:3. And the spirit of Egypt shall fall in the midst, therefore, and I will destroy the council, therefore, and they shall seek to the idols, and to the charmers of them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. Familiar spirits is always connected to wizardry, which is mediums. I really enjoy studying demonology. It's very easy. Isaiah 29, verse 4. Then it says, and thou shalt bring down and shall speak out of the ground, and the speech shall be low out of the dust, and the voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and the speech shall whisper out of the dust. So these things come from the ground, from hell. Familiar spirits come from the ground, hell, up to you. That's very, very, very serious. Okay, another one that speaks of it is in 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. I want to do that one time. Go to 1 Chronicles 10, 13. When I study, I don't get a dictionary and look up familiar spirits. I never study like that. Now, if you want to be a good study that the Holy Spirit leads you, just search by yourself. Don't get no dictionary and look familiar. I don't do that. I just keep searching until I find all of them. That makes you study more, and I really got close with the Lord like that. And I ask that you all start doing that too. Isaiah 10:13. It says, so Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also by asking counsel of one that had a what? Familiar spirit to inquire of it. God does not want you to, and that's the last one I want to tell you. That scripture steals it all about the familiar spirit. He don't want you to get caught up in it. Now, and they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord, their God, part of the day, and another fourth part to confess and worship the Lord, their God. If you've been dealing with that, call out to God based on Nehemiah 9:3, 9:9, and 9:20, and God will deliver you from this familiar spirit. The word familiar is found from the Latin, familiar meaning a household servant, and is intended to express the idea, the idol, the sorcerer, has spirits as their servants ready to obey their commands. Those attempting to contact the dead, even to this day, usually have some sort of spirit guide with communications with them. These are familiar spirits. Again, study Leviticus 19:31, Leviticus 20:6, and Leviticus 19:27. Also study Deuteronomy 18:9-14. Some avenues through which demons or familiar spirits can gain interest into a person's life are divination. That's the art and the act of foretelling future events or revealing occult knowledge by means of supernatural power. Transcendental meditation opened up familiar spirits. God sent the spirit of Samuel to appear to Saul, which was not a familiar spirit. That's in 1 Samuel 28:12. A lot of people call me and ask me, is that a familiar spirit? No, it's not. No, it is not. It is not. In Leviticus 19:31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizardry, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord their God. This refers to mediums or spiritists who sought to contact the dead. Remember, that's narcomancy. It's tied in with familiar spirit. Do not tell me I saw my mama. You didn't see your mama. You saw a demon. Because when a person dies, they go to hell or heaven. The angel of death pick them up and send them to hell. They get saved. They go straight to glory to God with angels. But having someone say you saw your grandmama and you had a seance, you ain't seen nothing but demons that has transformed yourself to look like your mother. Faith can appear as an angel like 2 Corinthians 11:12-13-14. So be very careful when you say that. If you tapped into that, you need to get some deliverance because you ain't seen your mama. Jesus said when a person died, there's a gulf between heaven and hell. They can't go between one area to another. It's impossible. It's impossible. Hell is in the heart of the earth. So you ain't seen your mama. You saw them but the devil. So don't come to me telling me you saw your mama. You're dealing with a wizardry. You went to a seance. That's against God. You need deliverance. What is wizardry? Possession or using supernatural powers, mediums, is a person who claims to be able to contact or to speak to people who are dead and to have passed messages between them and the people who are still alive. You ain't even never listening to none of the demons. Amen. God warns us again in Deuteronomy 11:18, recapitulate, is a charmer or is a consultant with evil spirits. Those who use divination, define divination again, the art and the act of foretelling future events, are revealing occult knowledge. That's demonic. We said that in James 3:15, 16, 17. Jesus' brother told us that, that these demons is worldly, demonic wisdom. And that wisdom is not of God. God does not like that. Divination is against God. Please read Revelations 9, 20, and 21. Matter of fact, this about Jesus saying this about this familiar spirit is also mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 9. In the New Testament format, let's look at Revelation 9, 20, and 21. Revelation 9, 20, and 21. And the rest of the men, which was not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murder, nor of their sorceries, of their fornication, nor of their theft. Sorcery is under divination, which is a familiar spirit. Now, I'm going to give you some definitions that you may not have heard of. And these definitions deal with witchcraft under the familiar spirits. Enchanter. An enchanter is a sorcerer or a musician, a person who uses magic or sorcery to put spells upon someone under a spell. Witch or wizard is one who practices witchcraft and sorcery using familiar spirits to do their bidding. A woman commonly and popularly believes to be possessing magical powers and practice sorcery. Most women do that more than men, but they do. Not all, but most. That's mostly witches. A believer or follower, a waker or a waken coven. Satanists operate in a coven. We operate in a church. A woman considered to be spiteful or overbearing can be a spirit target for familiar spirits. Informal, a woman or girl considered bewitching. One particularly skilled or content with the act of the craft. Most is done by women, but men do operate in the satanic church also. In Deuteronomy 18:10, thou shalt not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination or observing the time, or of enchantress, or of a witch. He says this over and over and over. Deuteronomy 18:11, or a charmer, or a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. Notice that necromancer, wizard, familiar spirits, and charmer, and consultant with familiar spirits are operating in the same position in the demonic kingdom. That's amazing. And this is what people are coming up against in Deuteronomy 18:21. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God hath driven them out from before thee. What is sorcery? Sorcery is the use of supernatural power over other thoughts through the systems of the spirits of witchcraft. Sorcery, the art of practicing the spells of a person who is supposed to be exercising supernatural power through the aid of an evil spirit. Black magic, sorcery, conjurings. Be careful with that. Also, familiar spirits is a disembodied spirit, any incorporeal supernatural being that can become visible and also that can be heard audible to a human being. This spirit can appear to you in both ways. A medium is a consultant with familiar spirits, a person who a foe to have a thought to have the power to communicate with these spirits of the dead, or with agents of another world or dimension, also called psychics. Again, go to look up Michael King, and he really dabbled with this, and he believed there was no God. He didn't believe that there was a devil. And his wife died, and he said, I'm going to prove to show people. He got into black arts, and the main spirits killed him. What is clairvoyance? Clairvoyance, witch or wizard. K-A-K-L-A-R, that's Lord, V-O-I-A-N-T. having to suppose power to see objects or events that cannot be perceived by the human eye. A person such as a medium possesses the power of clairvoyancy. So a medium possesses the power of clairvoyancy. A narcomancy or narcomancer, N-E-C-R-O-M-A-N-C-R, a narcomancer, one who consults the dead with unjust spirits. A conjuress is a spirit of the dead for purposes of revealing the future and influencing courses of events in a person's life. God does not want any born-again Christian dealing with this. The Bible says in Colossians 3:3 that your life is hidden in Christ, that you are dead. When a person operates in this, they operate in the flesh using supernatural unseen powers to operate in the flesh of the human era and the entity and the atmosphere to control that person. And believe me, it works. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that I have a, that have a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and adjure her and ask of her. His servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on another raiment. And he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by a familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7 through 8. Now, those who are in Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to be able to disconnect in 20 minutes. And after that, Chaplain Durden, I'll tell you when to hang up and I'll call you back so you can pick up. So just stay online so I'm watching both at the same time and teaching. So I got you back. Just hold tight. And I will let you know when to hang up and I'll call you back. And what we're going to do is teach teaching. When I call and I hear him, I just get back on. I found how to do three things at one time, which is easy to do in a dark direction. So hold on, Chaplain Durden, to that. All right, spiritism is a serious command against Scripture. God don't like spiritism. He hates it. Anyone who transgresses God's commandment by turning to spiritism and dealing with Satan and demons, you don't realize what you're dealing with. Please study Leviticus 26 again and Leviticus 19:31. Now, a conjurer cannot summon the just spirit to appear. The just spirit is God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Godhead. A conjurer cannot mess with the Godhead. So let me say this now. Conjurers, familiar spirits, cannot deal with the Godhead. The Godhead is in the Bible three times. It is not the Trinity. That's theological. That's theology. That's the study of man trying to study God in the flesh. I ain't got nothing against it. It don't work. It just don't work. The familiar spirits cannot deal with the Godhead. Where scriptures in the Bible that speaks of the Godhead. For as much as then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver and stone, graven by art and man's devices. The Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's also in Romans chapter 1:20, for the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse, the Godhead. The familiar spirit has no power over the Godhead. Also, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, Colossians 2:9. Now, a conjurer cannot summon the just spirits to appear because Jesus descended into hell where they was captured. So a conjurer can't do that. Jesus took all of them out. All the captives were kept captive. A conjurer was able to persecute them. Can't do that. Now, all the people in the Old Testament, everywhere, Jesus got all of them, sent them to heaven. So it's clear down in hell. Ain't none of that no more. So don't let nobody tell you that a conjurer can do that. That's mistaught in the Christian community. Now, a conjurer cannot summon the just spirits to appear because Jesus descended into hell where they captured and released them from prison and carried them to heaven in Matthew 27:52-53. Also Hebrews 12:22. A conjurer may bring an evil spirit from the same family. Now a conjurer can do that. to impersonate the just one being assigned to the family. This spirit will know all the personalities, traits of the deceased just spirit. He will finish the medium with the secrets that only the family member knows. And this thing run down, that demon know everything about your family. See, this is why you got to get saved. You got to come out the world. You got to get sanctified. You got to meditate. You got to get the Holy Ghost in you where you can hear the Lord. Because these familiar spirits are familiar with your whole bloodline. They know more your whole roots, your whole heritage than you do. Because they will see it before you, and they're going to be gone, and they're going to be back. They're going to go back and forth to Jesus, cast them and lock them up in hell. For 1,000 years, they're going to cool out, and then they're going to break them again, and Jesus is going to end it. So it's going to keep going on until all that happens. What I just said, that's the second coming of Christ. So remember, the witch of Endor could bring up Samuel because he was held captive, awaiting the blood atonement of the cross. That's why the witch of Endor was able to do that. Listen, the witch of Endor could bring up Samuel because he was held captive, awaiting the blood atonement of the cross. Work to be finished. Notice the Bible did not say that witch brought up an imposter, but Samuel himself, just as a warden, may take his keys and bring any prisoner you desire to see him from the cell. Jesus went and said, I'm going to get him out. A conjurer can't do that anymore. Providing he has him in custody, so can a medium who is an authority of satanic power have an evil spirit brought forth. Here he has power to use all the hosts of hell to do wicked supernatural acts in order to deceive and win people over to Satanism. The familiar spirits cause in paranoia, split personalities, because they are immutable and classes of evil throughout the bloodline of the family. Having a personality of their own, they seek to gain possession of a living body and soul that they may express their own personalities and traits in that body and lustful desires. Thus, we have called this spirit personality the paranoia that possesses the living human spirit, completely overthrown, subdued, and covered, suppresses, locked up in the cell in the body of your mind, controlled by a familiar spirit. And most Christians get caught up in it, and they don't even know that they're caught up in it. If you have a familiar spirit in you, command it to come out. Seek some deliverance. Give us a call. Area code 678-701-3733. Make an appointment with us. You got to wait. We're in line. Me and Sister Drake, we deal with this stuff all day on Fridays. So give us a call. Email me at obj1@gmail.com. I want to thank those who listen to me in the Blog Talk radio segment at this particular time. I want to open the mic up. Chaplain Durden, you can hang up and I can call you back so we can continue to keep this teaching going. I don't want you to miss out on it. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, just hang up and I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call back Captain.